idea how you would say more than one night. Two nights. Alright. After a meal, you say, I have to get up and wash the dishes. What? Okay. After you put soap on the dishes, and you put them under the water to get the soap on. Alright. And what would you use for washing the dishes? What kind of cloth would you use? Dishcloth. Alright. And what would you use for wiping the dishes? Dryer cloth. And, what would you use for washing the face?
Okay, we're back in business again. All right, now let's say you mentioned the spoon, the knife, and the fork. If you had more than one knife, you would say, I have three.
If it was a thing out in the yard,
three pieces of silver.
Well, I'm just trying to get how you would say more than one knife.
Two knives.
Okay, good. All right. After a meal, you say, I have to get up and wash the dishes.
Wash the dishes.
Okay. After you put soap on the dishes and you put them under the water to get the soap off.
All right.
And what would you use for washing the dishes? What kind of cloth would you use for washing the dishes?
This cloth.
All right. And what would you use for wiping the dishes?
Dryer cloth.
Okay. And what would you use for washing your face? What kind of cloth?
Ass cloth.
Okay. And what would you use to dry off with in the bathroom?
Towel.
All right. All right, what would you call the thing that the water comes out of, the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
Okay. Naked, what, a thing out in the yard that water comes out of, what would you call it?
Speaker.
Okay. All right, now what about something that,
had molasses on the bar.
That you, if you want to buy a whole lot of something, there would be, a round thing that might have meal or flour in it. A big round thing. What would you call it?
Can.
No, I'm not talking about a can. Let's see. We used to use them for moving. We'd get them from the store and pack dishes in them.
Boxes?
No, it's heavier than a box. It's made out of wood, but it's round. And it's kind of big, usually about this tall. And, I don't see them much anymore, but they used to have them a lot.
Keg.
Well, a little bit bigger than a keg. That's a smaller one. It looks just like it. But one that's bigger would be called what?
Sure.
Well, it might be, but that's not the word I'm after. Are you familiar with the word barrel?
Yes.
Okay, would you say that?
Barrel.
All right. Okay. Now, if it was, if you had molasses or lard in it, what might it be called? In a large container, what would you call it? Do you know?
Lard can.
Well, it might be. I don't know. But let's see. Now, what if you had a little thing that you wanted to pour something from a big thing into something very small, and you had a little thing you set down in it and poured it into it?
Foreign.
All right.